Begin the current daven seven pesachim nevlam adal. Begin with amen alf. Begin says the master. Begins with the gemara. B'shlikasu misasu. Talking about where it's boiled, and therefore it is disgusting. So it explains that this that we're saying that the wheat it became disgusting. You're allowed to burn it, specifically if it became disgusting before it became tummy. So it says kastasner it would seem a little bit that davkeshen kfar meusas. It's only for it already disgusting. Then with lashes, and then we're saying that you're allowed to hold on to it to burn it and use it as fuel, and not concerned for a stumbling block of a mice, but to go ahead and make it disgusting, that's also that's forbidden, because the b'ter chach, in their interim, also b'ele deitako, you might come to stumbling and eat the wheat itself, like the Gemara said previously regarding the pressing on the grapes, that you're not allowed to, because you might come to eat in the interim. As Taisa says, because the perek alikach behim in the Gemara, because the Rav Beis Amar Avraham in the Gemara tells us, saw truma, if you have a measurement of truma tamea, shenafel teich mea chulun tamea, that fell into 100 of chulnat tara. So there's the halacha of bitul. But he says term bitirkev. He says okay. So you take a truma of that saw because at least the saw of it was truma, and you let it decompose. Now if you're saying that you're allowed to go ahead and make it disgusting and then burn it, so why you have to let it be tirkev? Why don't you make it disgusting and burn it? Obviously that initially you cannot, only if it already was disgusting. Now Tzitz then asks a contradiction. He says mesach truma perakeg. You've seen the gears is term, but they saw it's not. That you take truma and you let it decompose, but rather that you burn it. That says when it's disgusting before it became tummy, then tisab, then you burn it. Meaning, then you could benefit from it at the time when it gets burnt, like we said in Hilak Gemara, there that says tirkev where it wasn't yet disgusting. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara mecham lecham mechin shel truma. He would warm up a fire with the weed of truma. This explains that he would do this for the dough for the kahanim of the house of the Rebbe, where because the Yisrael is actually forbidden to do that because that's a benefit of depleting an item in totality. As Tay says, Amir Ben Tam, he says, the Kahan shall be Rebbe Hoyus. Now, Bashal would do this for the Kahan of Rebbe's household. Because Yisrael, Shari Allah, Anosh, and Shakil, although Yisrael is a lot of Anosh, but it's only Anosh that's not going to totally deplete the item. Kamei Erev, like for an Erev, the Marvin, so Betruma, you can make an Erev for Yisrael with Truma, because that doesn't totally deplete it. But a benefit of totally depleting could go in lahach lebamter lahalik to feed it to one's animal or to put it on fire. That's actually so that type of benefit is forbidden for Yisrael for a non-kerk. The min perikam in the mesechus of Bezalik says in the first paragraph of Bezalik tesvom benalf. Coin shesach apar Yisrael. A coin that rents a cow from a Yisrael from a non-kerk. Lo yichalenik hashen truma. He's not allowed to eat it the vetch of truma because again that is forbidden for Yisrael to have the benefit of kiloi of truma. Now, instead of this truma, it's not mean. We also say in truma in the 11th parak that madlikim bevatik and says bevat medrashas. You could light in the shuls and in the study halls. B'shem mitchel truma shenit meshas kain in the oil of a truma that became tummy in the domain of a kain. Pierce, what does that mean? Im yeshem kain. If there's a kain over there, the nelech and elameya, because lighting for one person is the equivalent of lighting 100 people. And again, it's only because there's a kain that you could do that hana shel kili. Now, Bariyam or Tamad, the Reed gives the reasoning for this. It says, Deshin Mishmeres Truma, because we expound, Hashem says, make the safeguard of my Truma, which is my Truma, Tari B'chul, just like Truma, that's Tara, etc. You have to safeguard, and so too, the same laws apply to Truma Tmeya. Now, Uma Tari Dafkal Kain, just like for Tahira, specifically for the Kain, only a Kain could eat it, of Tmei Dafkal Kain, also Tome is only for the Kain, and Tmei like Elad Laka, the Tmei you only have is to burn it. Obviously, the data permissibility of burning it, that Hana, is only for the Kain and not for Yisrael. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara Torah Melitame, that if someone plants the saplings of trumas that became tame, then it purifies it from being tame. The Taisa asks similarly to roll one to the prayer. The prayer coming to Shabbos Maskin, the Gemara in the first prayer in Shabbos David Zamin Beis concludes the Ainu Tame the Gros of Gedulah Truma Truma. Why did we make this decree of the growth of Truma as Truma? Mishum Truma Tame Beat Kain because of a concern of Truma that tame in the hand of the Kain Pirish. Shalai Yishai Slazri. We don't want him to hold on to it until he plants it. And because then he might use it eat in the meantime, which is tummy, which is forbidden. Now, pahashta kiven de taharu, but now that we say that purifies it, yasha is lezrika de la tahar, what do you mean? That's going to actually create the problem itself. He's going to hold on to it, to plant it, to purify it. So this undoes the whole reason of the gzera. My memory, the Reese says, no, the b'shem revach purta lo yasha is. For a small little gain, he's not going to hold on to it. Ma'achash adayin li truma, v'lein aschum, because it's still truma, it doesn't become chulin. In fact, it's not going to be mitami. That's not a reason that he's going to hold on to it. Ekstra ben nisim goin, he asked, the Tanbit is at the wind of Braisa that says, Geduli Truma Maisa Shein are in Gehulun. Says the growth of Truma and the Maisa Shein are like Hulun. Argmar says clearly that Geduli Truma are Truma. What's the terrors of Yishami that says Truma? He found an answer in the Yishami and Trumas that says, the Harein Gehulun, this that says that it's like Hulun. Hainu, that doesn't mean it's totally like Hulun. It means, Leschai Balek B'Shek Lapay, it just means say that it can be obligated in the Matnasanim of Lekat Shekhan Peya. And Vani Yisrael, Vani Kahanim, Malak, Tanaisan, And yes, the paupers of the poor people and the poor of the cotton, they could gather it. And that's still in the Zarm, but it's going to be forbidden for Zarm, because yes, like we're saying, Giduli Truma are like Truma. Now, but Taima and behind the Tanya, that's what in the Braisa, that Ani Yisrael, Mechna, Shalem, the Kahanim, the Truma, that yeah, actually the poor non-Kahanim, they would sell theirs to the Kahanim in the value of Truma, because like we said, yeah, they can't eat it because those Gedulim of Truma are like Truma. Now, the time of the reason why, then why these Gedulim chayven like a Chikra Peya, is Lafisha Midirai saying Truma Maisa chayven like a Chikra Peya, because biblically, Truma Maisa are not obligated like a Chikra Peya. And Belayasik Zed Rabban Mafkele, and the rabbinic decree cannot come along and remove that, because we're saying that there's a Gzeir Rabbanan of the Gedulim Truma or Truma, but that cannot remove the Gedulim from its biblical obligation like Shechem Peah, because biblically it's actually not Truma. So therefore, that's why it's still obligated like Shechem Peah. Vaitik Shra Rabbi Moshe Navrai, she said the Nam Zad Mekum, we learned Mishnah Besat Mekum in the second parak. That's contrast, Yesh Meisa Mekum, there are certain halachas that apply by Meisa and by Bikurim. Masha'en Kain Bechuma, which doesn't apply Bechuma, which are Shamaisa Bikurim, which we find by Maestra and by Bikurim, by the first fruits, Gidulan Asurim, Melacha Bishlaim, their growths are forbidden to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Af, Lazarim, Lebehema, it's also forbidden for Zarim and for Behema. And Masha'en Kain Bechuma, in contrast to Truma, where if you plant it, its growths are permitted for Zarim. Mashma the Gidulah Truma Shara Lazarim, it sounds like from there that the growth of Truma are permitted for Zarm. Didn't we say that it's Truma? And that's just taste of me, but Lava Chilas Shabbat Lishna Af Lazarm. But anyway, it's difficult, that wording over there. Oso bizarre. Dad Rabba, to the contrary, Afla Kahanim by Lameh, should have said Oso for Kahanim, meaning it's always Oso bizarre. He was saying that even Oso for Kahanim, because of a mixture that's forbidden for Kahanim because of the mixture of the what's mixed together over here. So rather than here, it seemed the Zarm the Hasam, that actually when it says over there Zarim, Hainu Nachar, it means non-Jews. And what the Mishnah means to say is that Bikurim and Maisi, they got mixed with the majority of Chulin, that's forbidden to be eaten by Nachrim, because there's no Bittel Barayv, because that it still has permission to be eaten by the Israel. So something like Rishama, that this is Asal and Zarim are for the Nachrim. And therefore, it's not difficult on what we're saying here in our sugya that Gidulei Truma are like Truma, where he would talk about regarding the mixture that we're saying that Taisa says, well, I mean, Afrika Hanum should have been that's us of a come to eat in the status of Chulin, that we're saying that what it means to say is that to the contrary, because of Bittel Barayv, that it's we say by what it meant to say by Maisa Bikurim, that you're not letting Yerushalayim in the halacha of Chulin, that because Bikurim, those things that you're not in the way of Chulin, in contrast by Truma, where it does have the Bittel, and that's what's saying, therefore, it's forbidden for Nachrim, rather because it's permitted for Israel. It's next to his mouth, begins with Zigmar Gedula Gedula. The growth of growth. Tay says, what is this? Which the Gemara had said that Tevel, the growths are permitted if the seed gets depleted, but some of the seed does not get depleted, even Gedulah Gedulim are forbidden to be eaten. So Pesher Bahi explains, the Gedulim had the Gedulim Rishim and Nazar. What are growths? Are the first growths that comes out of a seed. And then you go and plant those growths. Say Gedulah Gedulim, that's the growth of growths. Maybe right, Yerushalmi brings a proof from Yerushalmi, the master class of Gedulah Gedulim, where the Gemara concludes that regarding this halacha of Gedulah Gedulim, means Vishayas to Shnei Gardens when you make two piles of the grain, the height of a gagavin, such a situation. Shinnez of a nukkah, stay bomb, because you planted it and you cut it two times. That's Gedulah Gedulah. But I'll push a quench, it's going to Rashi, Hakol have a Gedulah, and that's all considered the first growth. And Gedulah Gedulah Rashi explains differently when other growths come out of that growth, but not that replanting the second time. So according to Rashi, that wouldn't go ahead and make it into Gedulah Gedulah. Now, Masha Pesha Quench, this is Rashi explaining the Shuman have a Dubbish Shazar, call it that garlic is something that the seed gets depleted. Lamash Malacha doesn't sound like this. The Mesech Trumas Nam the Perek test and Trumas in the ninth Perek. The Mishnah says, Ezeo Dovish and Zarakola, what's something that the seed does not get depleted? It's Aluf, Vahashum, Abatolum, garlic and onions. So you see that it's something that's in Zarakola, and therefore, even Gedulah Gedulim would be forbidden. Kitinak says, Master begins with Zigma Psula Gufa, where there's a discussion regarding if you Masich Das from those saplings of Truma, is that an intrinsic invalidation or only concern of tumah. So Tosfos finds this difficult regarding if we say like this opinion that it's a psula guf, because tame it's one. The lelamri in the Gemara previously in the Chavim Beis told us. If you had over here something about a tumah that we're not sure if it became tumah or not, if it was in a hidden place in the hidden mokam tumah, you could leave it out in the open. I mean, we said over in the Gemara grama in. Yeah, you could only indirectly cause it to become tumah, be damal, but not actively. But why can't you bring it right away? Because just from the fact that you weren't conscious of it. And that itself, you tell me, is an intrinsic invalidation. So forget about the suffix tuma. That itself should make it that you should be able to burn it right away. It does not answer that question. Kinnik says, Master, this begins with Zigmar. Lomali ibituba. Why do we need it to be left overnight? Chase explains that when they would throw these birds in that little cavity, that even if the invalidation is because of the blood, you still have another psul of Heschadas, because the Gemara was asking, if you hold the psul of why do you need a bitzura, which I touched down maskal, but it says whatever has an intrinsic invalidation, you can bring it right away, and here you tell me it's a psul of and you have to leave it overnight. Which Tais asks, Kash Lubi, it's difficult to the re. Demai psul, maybe this invalidation that we're saying you need a bitzura, I need a bitzura, which has in the blood or in a problem in the owner, the blood bitzura, that you have to leave it overnight, but maybe you're right because of Heschadas. That's an intrinsic invalidation that would not require Yibitzura. And that's a situation which you could say is no, Mekamakim. Still, even if it would be in the Bailam of the Dam, once this bird is thrown into the cavity over there, you automatically stop being conscious about it from Haravir Bulchanan. And therefore, that automatically would make an intrinsic invalidation. And that's the most question. So why do you need Yibitzura?